Hilta Zion, Zechora Asher Osad Tzor B'Pnim. What our tormentor, what Titus did when he came to the Beis HaMikdash. The kin is written by Rav Elazar HaKalir, and it goes through different atrocities that Titus HaRosho Yimach Shemoi did when he came into the Beis HaMikdash. Titus declared war not just on Klal Yisrael, but on Elokei Yisrael. Chazal tells us that Titus himself screamed out, where is their God? We know the Gemara tells us he walked into the Beis HaMikdash and he banged down on the Mizbeach and he said, Lucas, you're a Melech, I'm a Melech, come, let's battle each other and let's see who wins. The Kina tells us that Shalof Charboi, he took out his sword, and he came, went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he says that he there paroiches polished upon him. He stabbed the paroiches. So we know what happened when Titus stabbed the paroiches. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace and the paroiches started bleeding. And imagine how Klal Yisrael felt when Titus HaRosha walked out with a sword, went from Kodesh HaKadoshim with a sword full of dam. It's, look, I killed the God of Israel. I killed Hashem Chas V'Shalom. The Gaon says that if the Churban Bayis Sheni, we died. Klal Yisrael as a people died. We may be operating, we may be walking, we may be living, but it's more robotic than doing anything with a passion, than doing anything with feeling. We're told, Rabbanim, when they speak, they say we're an ikvah de Mashiach. What is an ekev? Sfarim say that ikvah de Mashiach is called ekev after a heel, because a heel is basically dead skin. If heels wouldn't have dead skin, we wouldn't be able to walk without pain. Heels are dead skin, we don't have a lot of feeling there. So in ikvah de Mashiach, we're going to be numb. We're going to be numb to simcha. Simcha won't mean anything. We'll be numb to tsar, to sorrow, to tragedy. Tragedy won't mean anything. Oh, there was a tragedy. Someone with six people were killed in Har HaPoim. They were davening wearing the towels and tefillin. That's a terrible story. Could you just catch up, please? We have to ask ourselves, how long does a tragedy affect us for? Someone who I'm close with, that terrible Tuesday morning when the news came from Harnov. He was driving to the office and he was listening to the news. He got onto the computer. He got to the office, he logged onto the computer, and he was reading the atrocities that happened in Harnov with these animals. What these animals did to our brothers. And instinctively, as he was reading, there was a box of candies on his desk. He popped one and made a broken pop one in his mouth. He was eating the candy, reading the atrocities, and he said, what am I? Am I dead? He took the candy and spit it out, and he was makabel then not to have candies during Shiva. If the Shiva, the person told me, the person said that it was the day they got up from Shiva on Monday, it was Tuesday, it was Wednesday, the box of candies was still looking at him on his desk. Should he, shouldn't he? The person said, I was makabel then to do something. Whenever he had a coffee, he went down from two sugars to one. It's almost a year later. I know the person still only has... He was makabel on himself, made that Kabbalah, and he still does it. So every day when he makes his coffee, he thinks of a tragedy. He tries to overcome that deadness that we have to try to make life, and try to make life's tragedies and Klal Yisrael's tragedies real. I have another simcha. I was at a chasana last night, a chasana tomorrow night. Do I have to go tonight also? We go to chasanas. There are full bars. Why are there full bars? Because we are numb to a simcha. The fact that someone's getting married, the fact that there's another bais being built in Klal Yisrael isn't enough for us to be mesameach. We need an artificial accelerant. We need something else to help us get into the mood. My Rav Shimon Alter quotes Rav Eli Lapian. He said, if somebody touches a fire and his hand doesn't instinctively pull back, he has a paralysis in his hand. If someone touches Muksha on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, and it doesn't scream out, he has a paralysis in his heart. I can't talk for anybody else, I can talk for myself. I guess I have a paralysis in my heart. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, I heard Rav Zechariah Wallerstein quote Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Parashat Vayishlach, when Yaakov was fighting Saul Esav, the pasuk uses a very interesting word to describe their fight. The pasuk says Vayiyovek Ish Imoy. So Rashi says that when they were fighting, they kicked up Osho, they kicked up Ofer like little clouds of smoke. When we describe a fight, right? When a fight is described, we try not to describe fights. When a fight is described, not describe the amount of dirt that's picked up. What was shot in that? And Chazal say that dust reached Kisei HaKavod. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus said the following. Saul Shalezov was fighting Yaakov. The battle is still going on today. Saul Shalezov was trying to take away the school of the Am Segula. Trying to take away Torah Tzeinu HaKadosha. Try to steal it from us. Try to smother it. But he knew he couldn't do that. So he did something else. When he fought Yaakov, he kicked up dust. Vayavek ish imoy. Dust. Those of us who are married know, the wives are busy cleaning the furniture, cleaning the mirrors. A tiny coat of dust can take the most exquisite furniture and make it dirty, make it disgusting. Take the most beautiful mirror and make it dull. Take the most beautiful silverware and make it look very, very tarnished. Esav took Yadus and he made it dusty. He made us lose our excitement for it. He made us lose our passion for it. He made us lose our feeling for it. Our avoid in life, with ourselves and people around us, is to try to get through the dust. Try to find the excitement. Try to find the excitement of what we do. Try to find excitement with who we deal with. Try to find feeling in who we are. Be excited by the mitzvahs that we do. Be excited by the Torah that we learn. Be excited by the fact that we get to have a keshe with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be able to have an intimate dialogue with Kutcha Brichu, with the Rebbein Kol Olamim, three times a day and any time in between, if we so choose. But unfortunately, we're robotic. We're sleepwalking through the derech. We don't think about what we do. Some of the things that the Kinnah mentions. The Kinnah says, Avasenu Zara Bechnisu, when Nodav and Aviu brought in a Eish Zara into the Kodesh Kodashim, Bachurov Ochla Eish, they were consumed by Eish. But Vezeh, but Titus, Zayna Tzaya Hechnis. Like Rabbi Streicher said, he brought a Zayna into Kodesh Kodashim. Vloim Nichla Eish. The Eish didn't consume him. How far we fell. How far we fell. Nosh and Koshru Kiba Oritz, they heard, the ladies were frightened because they heard the ruthlessness. Of Bakarka Habayas Nolach Haritz, the boots of the Roman soldiers were marching on the floor of the Beit HaMikdash. We know Pesach Barabayas Hechal Avoy came to Barabayas via Arba Roshay Tafsarov Lahakrivoy. He sent four generals. Tita sent four generals to destroy the four sides of Barabayas. But Al Tzad HaMaravi Lezeche Hisrit Bay. But the Tzad HaMaravi, they left over a remnant. We know the Tzad HaMaravi, he tried, but he couldn't. Ponovitcherov was in Rome. Famous story, many of you have heard it. One of his rabbis was in Rome. He got to Rome on Friday afternoon after Chatzos. Got to his achsanya Friday afternoon. One of his rabbis had a Kabbalah. He didn't go anywhere. Friday afternoon after Chatzos, he stayed where he was. He told his host, "I'd like to go see the Arch of Titus." He said, "But Rebbe," his achsanya was a Talmud, said, "Rebbe, you have a Hakbodot after Chatzos." He said, "Don't worry about my cheshbonos. Please take me to the Arch of Titus. I need to be taken there. I'm leaving Rome Sunday morning, and I need to get there. I need to get there before I leave." So he got to the Arch of Titus, and the Panovich Rav started screaming, "Titus, Titus, where are you? And where am I? Nobody heard of you, besides for Yidden who keep your name alive, just so we can say Yimach Shemai every year on this terrible, tragic, heartbreaking day. And some historiophobes that like Roman history, and some people who live around here know there was once somebody named Titus, but nobody heard of you. But you know what I did? I built Yeshiva Ponovitch. There are thousands of people learning in Ponovitch. There are tens of thousands of people learning in Bnei Brak. There are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people learning all over Eretz Yisrael. Titus, where are you? And Titus, where are we? The term may have come of him. He tried killing us when he killed the Pareches. When he stabbed the Pareches, he tried stabbing Klal Yisrael. He tried killing, dulling our sensitivities. Rebbeinu, we have to look and see what we've accomplished. And see why Titus may have won that battle. We're definitely B'siyat Tishmaya. B'siyat Tishmaya winning the war. We were zeichet to win the ultimate one.